Hello, this doctor. You have getting your results for dictating a procedure report on patient Pedrozo Yoel, P-E-D-R-O-Z-O, comma, Yoel, Y-O-E-L. Date of birth is 9/7/1987. Date of procedure is 10/5/2023. Physician is Yevgeny Goltsurdio. Referring physician is, 1 second. Dr. Moran, comma, Jasmine. M-O-R-A-N. Procedure performed is number one, colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy, period. Number two, esophagogastroduodenoscopy with biopsies, period. Indications, dysphagia, comma, GERD, comma, abdominal distension, comma, change in bowel habits, comma, history of H. pylori. Period. Description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as possibility of missing a lesion, such as malignancy, well explained to the patient. The patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in the neurological predisposition. Sedated as per anesthesia service. Comma, monitored anesthesia care. Period. A well lubricated Olympus video. Gastroscope was introduced into the esophagus and advanced under direct vision to the third portion of the duodenum. Careful examination was made of the duodenum bulb, second and third portion of the duodenum, stomach, G junction, esophagus. A retroflexy was obtained of the cardia. Air was suctioned from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope. The patient was then turned around in the fetal position. Digital rectal exam was normal. A well lubricated Olympus video colonoscope was introduced in the rectum, advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of appendice aorts and the cecum valve and confluence of folds. Careful examinations made of the cecum, the cecal valve, same colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, spinal flexure, descending colon, similar colon, the rectum, the retroflexy was obtained of the rectum, bowel preparation was good, the possible bowel prep score of 7/2-2-3, period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Withdrawal time was over 9 minutes. Findings. At upper endoscopy, there was evidence of salmon-colored mucosa at the distal esophagus. Period. Classified as C0M1 with two tongues, period. This area was biopsied to rule out Barrett's esophagus and EOE, period. The Z-line was at 40 centimeters from the pipe block, period. The stomach appeared unremarkable, period. Random biopsies were obtained from the body and antrum to check for H. pylori infection, period. Random biopsies were obtained from the third portion and duodenal bulb of the duodenum to check for celiac disease, period. Next line, number two. At colonoscopy, there was one fecal polyp approximately 6 millimeters in size, which was removed with cold snare polypectomy, period. Otherwise, colonoscopy is unremarkable, period. Impression. One fecal polyp was removed today, period. Small non-bleeding internal hemorrhoids were noted, period. Please add this to the findings of the colonoscopy portion. Otherwise, an unremarkable colonoscopy, period. Number two, C0M1. Delete that. A regular Z-line with two tongues concerning or Barrett's esophagus period. Otherwise, unremarkable endoscopy period. Plan. Number one, follow up biopsy pathology period. Avoid non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. And recommend anti-reflex precautions period. Number two, we'll start on PPI daily period. Next line. Repeat surveillance colonoscopy in 5 to 7 years period. Follow up in offices previously scheduled period.